Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. Chair being a symbol of authority. This is why we call the chair in Rome the Holy See. And in today's gospel, we see that our Lord is asking the apostles who the people say that he is. And we see all kinds of opinions. See, everybody has an opinion of who they think the Son of Man is. But when our Lord turns to Simon Peter, he answers with the truth. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And our Lord explains that it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to Peter. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. That is your own human reasoning. But my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter. So flesh and blood did not reveal this truth to Peter, but it was a grace, an enlightenment from the Heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now this is so very important today, to figure out if we have the truth about Christ, if we have the fullness of truth regarding the Christian religion, and not merely the opinions of men, the various opinions. Because we know that among Christians, there are different teachings. Of those who call themselves Christians, there are all kinds of variety of teachings. And how can we distinguish between what is merely opinion from flesh and blood, which of those so-called churches or ecclesial communions are man-made, have their origins in flesh and blood, and which has been established by God? Which of them teaches the truth with authority? And we can only be certain of that if we are in the church under the guidance of Peter. If we are in the church that was founded upon Peter the Rock. Upon this rock, I will build my church. So Christ indeed has a church and not churches. Right? Our Lord did not say, I will build my churches. No, he said, I will build my church. And he said, it is my church, not Peter's church. So it is Christ's church, and there is only one church that is Christ's. And he guarantees solidity, that the powers of heaven or the powers of hell will not prevail against it. And he gives authority, symbolized by the keys. I give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And so if we want to be certain of the truth, and we want to have the path to heaven, then we need to follow the one who has the keys to the kingdom of heaven, the successor of Saint Peter. And so we read from the Catechism of the Catholic Church regarding this passage, Matthew 16:18. The Lord made Simon alone, whom he named Peter, the rock of his church. He gave him the keys of his church and instituted him shepherd of the whole flock. This is paragraph 881 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Made him shepherd of the whole flock. There is one shepherd and there is one flock. We have an invisible shepherd or an invisible head of the church, Christ, who is, of course, the cornerstone. And we have one visible shepherd, one visible head of the church, and that is Peter, the rock. The office of binding and loosing, which was given to Peter, was also assigned to the College of Apostles, united to its head. This pastoral office of Peter and the other apostles belongs to the church's very foundation and is continued by the bishops under the primacy of the Pope. The Pope, Bishop of Rome and Peter's successor, is the perpetual, invisible source and foundation of the unity, both of the bishops and of the whole company of the faithful. And here we go. This is, again, fundamental. Unity. Our Lord did not intend a divided flock or a separated body, but unity. Perpetual and visible. Visible unity. Perpetual and visible source and foundation of the unity is the Bishop of Rome, the Pope. And so we need to ask ourselves, am I in union with this source of unity? And the whole company of the faithful. For the Roman pontiff, by reason of his office as vicar of Christ, Christ's representative on earth, and as pastor of the entire church, has full, supreme, and universal power over the whole church, a power which can be always exercised, which he can always exercise unhindered. All right, so we see really what our Lord has planned in the solution to the disunity and the disagreements among everyone who calls themselves a follower of Christ, a Christian, and that is Peter, and the successor of Saint Peter, the Bishop of Rome, source and foundation of unity, only guarantee that we can be certain that what we believe is true. We don't have to hope that what we believe is true, but as the Catechism says, faith is certain. In fact, the faithful share in the charism of infallibility when they believe what the church teaches. You believe infallibly. Faith is certain. And it's precisely this foundation by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on Peter the Rock, that gives us certainty that what we believe is true. Unity and certainty, no doubt, certainty of faith, because we are founded on the rock. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.